Thank you. It is 7:35, the village board meeting, board of trustees meeting for April 27, 2026, 7:30. We have with us Mr. Zeidel, Mr. Greenberg, myself, the Benjamin Lasker. As such, we have a quorum. I'm sure Mr. Greenwald will join us shortly. Let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Let's begin with the open public comment period. I'll make a motion to open, seconded by Mr. Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Orange, anybody signed up?
Nobody.
Nobody signed up, so I'll make a motion to close the public comment period, seconded by Mr. Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Let's begin. Good day. Floor is yours.
Excuse me. Good day is first. Good day,
Joseph. Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Do both.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Your much to concert and evening of Winter News and Jazz was scheduled for Saturday, March 21st at 7:30 p.m. and featured Smithy Scott. There was a great turnout for the event. The event was streamed live via youtube.com. Like the president was served. Thank you to Dr. Master Atta for his assistance for the live streaming. The Spring 2026 exhibition, titled One Creation After Another, opened Sunday, April 12th, and with an open reception Sunday, April 19th, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Artists include Joe Brown Pottery, Jerry Levin Painting, and Rob Neil Olson as members. The live music performance featured Paul Speciale and Orchestra. The event was streamed via YouTube. There was a great turnout for the event. Thank you to Dr. Dalam Atta for his assistance with the live streaming. The Sedu Puppet Play is scheduled for Sunday, May 3rd at 3 p.m. Puppetry will be performed by the former resident of the college, Adrian Lennon, assistant, and narrative by Aline Glenn. The two Sedu Puppet cocktails include a Polish cocktail called It Could Be Was Old, the House That Was Too Small, which teaches the nation to be thankful for what we have. The second is a Native American cocktail called The Woman Who Fell from the Sky, a creation story from the Iroquois Nation. The spring concert is scheduled for Saturday, May 23rd at 7:30 p.m. featuring the Patrick's Young Band. The event will be streamed live from youtube.com. Later this one will be served. The summer exhibition 2026 is scheduled to open June 14th with the open reception 21st, 4 to 7 p.m. Proposed budget for the event is $400 for the musician and $350 for hospitality, for a total of $750. And business card requests to give approval to the village clerk for printing business card for myself, Dr. Deja Apta, for the culture center. So we'd like to the mayor and the board to give approval the budget of $750 for the summer exhibition and approval for the business card.
I make a motion to approve the $750 for the summer exhibition. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
And motion carries 5-0. About the business cards, how many business cards do you need? No, you. What do you need? Not what he needs. What do you need?
I thought that this one cost about 200.
Okay, so let's see. Let's see what the lowest. Yeah, let's see how much it costs. No problem. Perfect.
Okay.
Finish the old ones?
It's only years ago.
You checked upstairs and they never printed like thousands, because there was years that they print like 17 times the same cards.
Okay.
Check if there's any good days, because I'm sure good days here enough years doing this good work.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, well, let's move to approval of minutes. We have three sets of We have three sets of minutes to approve, since some people were absent, so we'll vote on each one separately. For the first one, February 23rd, 2026, I believe just Mr. Greenberg was missing. So, I'll move to approve the minutes. Seconded by Mr. Lasker. Does anyone have insertions, deletions, or corrections for the minutes of February 23rd? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Passes 4-1, abstain. Let's, second set of minutes. I'll move to approve the minutes of March 24th.
Who wasn't there?
One second. March 24th for 2026. Seconded by Mr. Lasker. Absent, were Mr. Greenberg and Mr. Zeidel. So, any corrections, deletions, or insertions? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 3-2, absentee. The last set of minutes to be approved is from April 13th. Again, this absent was... No, all we were full house for that one. So, I'll move it, seconded by Mr. Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 5-0. Thank you. Now we're moving to the approval of the Treasury Report. Mr. Zeidel, the floor is yours, please. You're going to talk about the tennis court.
That the payments of general funds claim totaling $114,606.50. That's fourth on page 7, the monthly abstract listing dated March 20th and for April 22nd, 2026, as submitted is hereby approved, subject to individual orders by the Board of Trustees. The payrolls of March 20th, 2026, April 4th, 2026. April 17, 2026, as set forth in the payroll in the amount of $11,026.50, $11,061.86, $11,045.28, respectively, are hereby submitted for approval subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. We'll have it seconded by... Seconded by Trustee
Greenwald.
And the motion is carried.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. 5-0.
And 5-0.
Thank you. We are now at new business. So our first thing, item 8A, is an informal presentation. There is an applicant for 34 Northridge House of Worship special permit application. Mr. Gallery will present. This is, again, an informal one. You have the basic material in front of you. As you remember from previous times, when Mr. Gallagher presents, at this point for you to ask questions, maybe to make some suggestions, and after that, we can, if everybody wants to, we can vote and have a formal discussion in the coming month or months for the application. So, Mr. Gallagher, floor is yours.
I'm here, should be the landlord, 16 Southridge, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. I'm here to present the special permit for the House of Worship of 34 Northridge, Chabad of the Heights. Basically, I put together my whole narrative for the code from the village code, and if you go through it, according to this, everything complies and everything is even better than comply. Starting with
how is it better than comply?
Huh?
So it's even better than comply.
It's even better than comply, yeah, because you have a property of 45,000 square foot.
Okay.
You have 28 parking spots. Now you go down. House of worship is the minimum lot is supposed to be 32, you got 45. 1,000 square foot. You have to have 100 foot frontage. We have between Overlook and Northridge, we have 400 feet of frontage. Parking, you need to have 15 parking. We have 28 parking.
What is the reason for so many parking? Is that what's needed for the services?
The reason for the parking is to take off the traffic, heavy traffic from the road. More people should park on the property versus on the road. You permit to have, basically on the map, you're allowed to have up to 15%. We had 11.4% coverage.
You're allowed to have 25%.
And we're 11.4%. Total square footage on the building, you're allowed to have 10,000 square foot FAR, and you have 8,886.
What happened? What changed from your previous plan to this one?
What changed? The sub basement.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
So where did the mikveh go?
The mikveh, if you look at the plans, the mikveh went to the basement floor. In the basement floor, not just the side one. Open up the building plan. A boiler room, storage area, whatever.
Where is that?
So there's no sub-basement.
There's no sub-basement?
No.
Where's the mikveh? How can you see this?
The structure was made bigger, or
the structure, the actual structure.
The only reason the property went down is because you
cut the floor.
There's a warming kitchen.
There's a warming kitchen, there's bathrooms.
Here's the mikveh.
Is it ADA bathroom?
Yes, we have the ADA bathroom, we have a warmed up kitchen, we have a storage room over here, the elevator state.
They're putting in an elevator?
Yes.
Okay.
Putting in an elevator, and you have the mikveh.
Oh, they need an elevator, because otherwise we need ADA to get to the basement.
That's correct. Because this is still a basement, that was a sub basement.
They don't have access to come in as ADA?
It is on this side.
So
on one side they have to, they don't have to put in the elevator, but they're preparing.
So they do want to put in?
They're preparing the spot for the elevator.
Got it. Okay. If the building is a part,
if they have the money to put it in, they'll put it in.
And the sanctuary
is the same.
Based on that,
the parking is 15.
And the parking is on which side?
The parking is split. You have X amount on this side of the building, you have X amount on the opposite side of the building, and the two parking connects.
So how are we going to work? People are going to go in and out from the same building.
This side is the in, and you see a sort of arrow, which is the in.
And then they're going to be, and cars are going to use, go out the other way. Is it possible?
So you come out of the,
where? From the, from
the possibility, from either side.
People on the road should be aware where to expect cars.
I need to prepare to have a comment.
I'm asking, we're trying to avoid.
No, probably, again, the question was also which one to make the in, which one to make. I made this, the overlook as the in.
Mr. Gallant, I have a question. For the back, because there are two sections and there's a connection between them,
the
question is for fire, is it, it has to be wide enough for a fire truck or no?
No, the fire is not because you have two sides.
Okay.
You have two sides, the fire apparatus. You don't need the first one, the building doesn't succeed more than 35 feet. But in either case, you have to have, according to the code, you have to come in on one. The fire truck has to be able to come in on this side and on this side. He does not have to make the full circle.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
And he's able to turn around out?
He's able to go full circle. Because he connected it to the driveway. But it's not a...
Enough for a fire truck?
It's 50 feet.
Oh, okay. Let it go. Very good.
Where's the garbage section for where are you keeping the container?
The garbage section was over there.
And is that good enough for the
truck? Yeah, because it comes straight in.
Now, did you do also a, how do you call it? Tree, not a tree, mount, like a...
A drapple?
No, what do you call it?
Landscaping.
Landscaping plan.
Like just so comment between the neighbors, because if you remember the last time...
So pull up the site plan, page 2.
Site plan or the building plan?
Site plan. Site plan, page 2. Again, these things are things perfected from the planning board meeting.
Correct, yeah, of course.
But I'm
going to let that be
for the second floor.
Site plan.
So again, there is a comment of things from Brian. There is a comment about containing the existing trees over here. So I went out there, and you can go check. 99% of them are burnt in there.
Oh, from the fire.
From the fire.
Okay,
yes.
So you guys.
So I made the tree, which you see zigzag, to really have a buffer.
Okay. And here there's also.
I'm adding trees over here. But now we have only trees over here, but I'm adding trees
along the whole line.
On the whole line. Yeah.
Okay. And then
there's going to be from the trees. So that's good.
The cars.
There's going to be trees here. Trees around the whole. The whole building.
This
tree is on staying. I'm trying to
touch it.
That was the original one.
They need to excavate in order to create this parking lot.
In order to create this piece, you have to hammer. There's a new
hammer, and they can do it.
Everything is doable, but this is what the was wrong to connect it to the driver. That's why initially they didn't have connection to the driver, but it was one of the comments, so I connected it.
Okay, and you have also, where's the path from the road?
It's coming.
To the synagogue.
It's here.
No, but you
wanted to have a drapple.
Martin.
Which is coming.
It's coming in the next.
Yes. Right.
Do you see
anything? All Martin's coming, and I have Martin's in some of, I think it was
and
3 or 4.
And Max.
Whatever, all the comments are being addressed. We should have, I'm hoping to have it done in the week.
Okay. Brian, anything else you from us?
On the legal side.
What do we need for the special permit besides that to be aware of?
Well, ultimately, there'll be a resolution like we did last time with conditions, but...
As our professionals.
Yeah, this will be mostly planning board issues if they're good with it, you know, the planner and the engineer. And then when it comes to us...
Parking, but we have to make sure there's a parking
decision. Yeah, they have to meet the code requirements.
Correct,
you know,
so I just
want
to, so we just want to make sure we're doing the...
But as long as...
Requirements, then this is one of the comments was about the no parking, but that's just something that the village should determine. Where to do the no parking? I mean, I'm not going to provide that.
Got it. Here, yeah, but now that there's now that they put a lot of adequate parking space on the property, I think we could put no parking in the front of the building. It's up to the board. But
that's up to the village.
We didn't do it yet at other places. We have to make a decision because it's in the code.
Right.
So it's up to. We're going to have a conversation about it.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, you still have no parking, but allow drop-offs.
Yeah, no, of course drop-offs. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, no parking, I'm not going to provide the work to put no parking signs. If yes, I'll change the whole building.
Ooh, yeah, here we go.
With speed bumps.
We got today. Okay,
I know. Sooner or later, we're going to drive by the village, and every 2 feet is going to be a speed bump.
Right, every few days, I get another request for speed bump. This house, the next house...
Can we discuss the SECRA element, please?
Anybody? So Brian, you tell us about SECRA. What do we need to do about it? Oh, 1 second before that, the lighting plan.
The lighting plan is here. Actually, that is updated.
Now, does the lighting plan go? Because the one concern that I hear about other houses of worship also is that it should go off at a certain hour.
So, well,
there's no reason for it to stay.
By the planning board. We restricted by 10 o'clock, the big lights are going off, the lights on.
Is that also at the first house of worship that you first?
I have to check that out. It goes off a certain time.
It does?
Know.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't want to...
No, I started putting it off on somebody complained.
Good.
Okay.
So this goes automatically.
Yeah,
this is going to be automatically. We put in a condition that's going to close the main lights, not the ones.
No, of course. Yeah, no.
Main lights are going to go off by 10 o'clock every night.
Brian, can you share some thoughts about the SECRA element, please?
Well, so SECRA, I spoke with Deputy Mayor. My understanding is the Planning Board has agreed that the Village Board could act as lead agency. So when it comes to SECRA, the Village Board should act as early as possible in the process. So the first and only thing you could really do tonight is declare the Village Board as lead agency for environmental review. And that's really as far as you could go tonight.
And schedule a public hearing, if we're okay.
Well, yeah, you can schedule a public hearing, but as far as SECRA I'm talking about, then, you know, still has to go through Planning Board, but they'll come back to us, we'll have the public hearing. But tonight, all you could do is declare a lead agency based on the Planning Board's indication.
That now, let me ask you, Brian, if we declare lead agency tonight and we schedule a public hearing, if they have a Planning Board public hearing before our upcoming meeting, and if, let's say that public hearing goes well and they decide to approve their plans,
right,
they come back to us. If we, let's say, we don't have any concerns or complaints from neighbors because we already approved plans for that house
right.
of worship. It's not like a brand new plan. It's actually smaller than what it was before.
Right.
They took in a lot of concerns, a lot of issues. They did a very nice plan. I think it's finally time to have something beautiful over there. I'll run up.
100%.
So, yes. And we're lucky to have somebody like Mr. Gullendauer who's trying to help. But I think if they approve it next month, we can also approve, or there's another process in the point of way.
No, we can approve, and even if they weren't quite finished, and we're confident that the Planning Board has, you know, done
what we can work, do subject to.
We can do
got
subject
it.
To that approval, and then we would put our own conditions like we do normally. Do.
Correct.
We have standard conditions. I think we have them in the last resolution that we approved when they built the last structure. So no, if they approve, yes, we could do that at the close of the public hearing.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to set a public hearing for May 18th, 2026 at 7:30 p.m. or as soon as thereafter as can be heard to consider a special permit application filed by Chabad of the Heights for a neighborhood house of worship at 34 North Ridge Road in the village, and to authorize the village clerk to post a notice of such public hearing in the village of, official newspaper. This will I move it. It is seconded by Mr. Lasker. Any questions, comments?
Mm-mm.
Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 5-0. So this will be May 18th. I'll now make a second motion concerning the lead agency element. Any specific language, Mr.
I'll just state it, and you can adopt it.
Please.
Brian is going to state it, guys. One second.
So this will be a motion for the Village Board to act as the lead agency with respect to the action for the House of Worship, 34 North Ridge Road in Pomona, northwest corner of Overlook Road and North Ridge Road.
I will move that motion as specified by Mr. Nugent. It is seconded by Mr. Lasker, I guess. You still don't like the encourage.
Well, you have a second.
Okay.
If you all want a second, that's fine too.
Okay. Sure, second.
Just
seconded
a
by all.
Say that,
yes.
As long as Moshe has it.
Yeah, Moshe has it.
All
say
seconded.
By all. Is there any questions or comments? Hearing none.
No.
Let's vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Passes 5-0. So the Board of Trustees will act as leading agency for SECRA issues. And that is with the agreement of the Planning Board.
Just want to make sure all fees were paid, Mr. Orange?
Yeah, there was a little bit of a confusion of the way it was structured,
but we figured it out.
Okay, Mr. Gale, we will see you next month
on the 18th of May.
On the 18th. Okay. Yes.
The land hour.
What day is it?
The 18th.
This is our meeting.
Yes.
That's
it.
We're
going to
do 7:30.
Who wears
that?
What's it called?
Eckhouse.
Okay. So,
7:30. Brian, 1 second. Wait.
Okay.
What's the issue here?
The issue is that he might not be here. Mr. Greenwald, Mr. Green, and Mr. Zaidel might not be here for the 18th.
I'll be here. I have to be here. If I have to be here, I'll be here.
And
they don't have to be here.
Joe, will you be here?
I need three.
I will have five for this one.
No, so he's not going to be there. Four is enough.
Are we sure we can't play around with this one?
Right now, you can be here?
100%?
No choice.
Okay. So we have four.
You need four?
I know, but...
No, we need three.
We need three, but this is the public, this is the official meeting.
I understand. You want to do it?
1 second.
You want to do June?
We can do it Tuesday. 1 second. Are you available Tuesday?
The
next day.
19th.
We have to publicize this, so we can schedule, we can change the date. No? What day are you available?
Have to be that week with Thursday.
Thursday the 21st?
Yeah.
This is good.
No, 21st, the Arab Shavuos.
So we have to do it on that Monday.
Okay. Tuesday wasn't available?
Ranan, you're going to be here.
Ranan.
Where's Brian? Brian can come.
Monday, could you be on the 18th?
I'll be here.
Okay, Ranan, you're going to be here.
Where's the way? Local?
No, it's in Long Island.
No, it's not Long Island. It's actually...
College?
It's over here.
You're sure?
35 minutes, yeah.
Oh, 35.
35 minutes.
Oh, it's in Westchester?
Okay, well, but we have to do the post. So
the post is fine, but... Yeah, but I want to make sure that we can have this meeting, because I want Brian here at the meeting. It's important. And I want Ron out here.
Yes.
You're going to be here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will be here.
And then we'll move on? Okay. No problem. So let it be the 18th.
We'll okay.
Thank you,
can we have all of this on PDF? I know I have some of this. But
I will send it up.
If you could.
If you want to wait another few days,
I mean, I put
all the comments. So you're not getting confused every time I have a...
No hurry. I just prefer to have the PDF.
I didn't want to send it because we're still finishing up.
No, that's understandable. No problem.
Thank you, Mr. Gallander, as always.
Thank you.
We will see you again next month. Okay.
Just to clarify, we would need the copies of the most updated plans before we publish, because otherwise if people come to Village Hall...
No, not before you publish. Yeah, but the publication has to be 10 days before the meeting.
Right, so I need it 10
days. So you're
going
to need it, yes, 100%. So you need to bring it within a week, or else it's
not... Said a few days.
Or else it'll have to be delayed.
Yeah.
A week on Friday.
So call him on Friday. If you don't have it, call him on Friday, and we'll work with that, okay? So we'll now have a... we're now moving to the final... approval of the budget for the fiscal year of 2026-2027.
Can I make a motion?
Please make a motion, Mr. Lasker.
1 second. Have it here.
Okay, I want to make a motion, resolution adopting the 2026-2027 village budget. Section 1, the above reads, closes are incorporated in, and set forth in full. Section 2, the 2026-2027 budget of Village of Pomona, including any amendments approved by motion of the village board, and hereby is adopted as the village final 2026-2027 budget. Section 3, the mayor, the village clerk, or village treasurer are hereby authorized and directed to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provision of this resolution. Section 4, the resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenwald. Discussion?
Thank you, everybody, for all the contributions for preparing the budget and the comments. And I guess we can vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion
carries 5-0.
Wonderful. Okay, we are now tennis court net.
So it looks like we got an email that the net was again broken. We fixed it.
The fence or the net?
The fence.
The fence.
Not the net.
We got We fixed it 2 months ago. There's a big hole. We fixed it, and again, there's a hole. It costs every time to fix it. It's not cheap, and I'm just wondering who keeps on trying to break in when the door is available usually, and I'm like, why is it kids? Is it adults? What's going on?
Where's the camera, Smart?
Who knows?
We have a camera there, but we can't. You know, again, you're gonna go start. When are you gonna know? You're gonna go backwards. There's people there all the time.
Yeah.
So you're gonna. How are you gonna pinpoint when to figure out to go on the camera and figure out when they? It just doesn't make sense. Is it a problem? It's like almost cars speeding on the roads. We have to educate them that the entrance is through the door, not through the wall.
No, I think it's somebody doesn't have a key.
Maybe
a non-resident.
So a non-resident will come and open.
Or it could be kids.
I'm confused. At this point, let's see if we can just close it with some
wire. At this point, maybe we should just stop with the keys. It's not working.
So we leave it out.
Yeah, we leave it out. Yeah. I there's no other solution. Unfortunately. Again, fortunately.
So then anybody can come in and use it.
Yeah. I understand.
Yes, and it's a...
I understand.
Catch 22.
You're right. And this is where we are.
But if you have a camera there, we got to look at the camera.
Well, we will.
Well, okay. I mean, if someone wants to sit down for...
Yeah, but it's like they said, we will, but it's not like...
Is it a motion camera?
Yeah, but even you know how much motion there is? The motion
camera... It's taking place. We
know
it's
day. Right, it's probably taking place.
Maybe it takes place. People say, I come there sometimes in the middle of the day just to see what's going on. When I went last time to go check when it was fixed, there was nobody there in the middle of the day. So all you need is one person that comes there... So let's say he even forgot the key. So he goes and he unloads.
So what? He's going home to get his wire cutter?
No, it's woven net. I don't even know what you could do about it. Like the mayor is saying, again, the solution is, you know, we spent so much money on that bar to close the front door. It doesn't make sense. So I don't know. Let's see what options we have. But also speaking about the tennis court. I asked the engineer, they're working now in the park, Burgess Meredith Park. They're hopefully going to finish in the next 2 weeks. And I asked him to look if there's space to put in a picketball court. I'm currently actively trying to advocate to get another grant. It's not so simple because there's a lot of cuts out there, budget cuts, but I'm still hoping to get. And if we're going to say, he suggested we should do it at the Van den Ende Park. So we should have say if we do it, we're going to redo the tennis court, and meaning fix the tennis court,
and put lines for pickleball court,
and put the pickleball court there, and then maybe we can put
the pickleball court or lines on the tennis courts for pickleball.
No, people want to say if we can do separate, why not? If we can get money to do separate,
oh, okay, fine.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm just bringing this up that I thought we can maybe squeeze it in on the Burgess Meredith Park. He said it's very swampy the other areas. Otherwise, apparently over the weekend it rained a lot, and someone was there on Sunday, and he told me the middle field that we were worried is not drains very well. So hopefully, the hard work. And speaking about Burgess Meredith, Brian has sent out this week a letter on behalf of the mayor and the village regarding the concerns that some brought to the steps by the basketball court. So hopefully, we solve that problem too. So that's speaking about, we spoke about tennis court parks. I just wanted to update the board. So again, Mayor, so what do you suggest for now? Just take off the...
Yeah,
so
take it off. I mean, this has been going on for so many. It's like, at this point, I think we need to move on.
Okay.
Cleaning quotes, backstairs.
So, you can ask, apparently we requested it. I don't remember that, but... I don't think it's needed, I'll be honest with you. I don't know for what this purpose is. She comes and cleans. I thought that this is part of her job. I don't know why the back of the stairs is not part of the cleanup at Village Hall.
We're talking about back stairs. Which back stairs are we talking about?
Why is it needed? Who goes there even?
So what happened was...
One second. Which back... Where are we talking about? Which... There?
Where all the bins are.
Where all the... I'm sorry. I don't understand. Where are we talking about?
The back entrance.
The back there.
No, top, here behind, the top entrance. Here, right on top of us, no? The entrance, where there is this broken elevator?
Yeah.
So that entrance, she goes in there, she has a fridge over there, so I'm not sure exactly.
No, so she wanted it clean because she said she's not giving out bins.
Okay.
What happened was last week I wasn't here, and maybe this is going back even for Pesach. On Pesach I wasn't here, there was nobody to give out bins, people came in a few times. She said she wasn't giving out bins because there is lots of spiders there.
That's fine.
So I told her, okay, so if they want bins, they should come back when I'm here.
Yeah, she shouldn't. She shouldn't be.
I don't remember. I told you that.
Again, I also.
That's what she told me.
Yeah. It's fine. It's okay.
Yeah, I also don't think she. Yeah, she shouldn't be dealing with it anyway.
So if somebody in the future, if somebody needs a bin, they should come back when you're here.
Correct.
And they should reach out to you and know when you're here.
That's correct. Right. Okay. Nothing for all business.
I do have. No, trustee period.
Nothing for building and maintenance. Trustee period. Mr. Greenwald, floor is yours.
Thank you so much for taking care of the potholes.
I was taken care of?
Yes.
Finally.
Appreciate it. Really? Otherwise, no.
Anna. Anna, floor is yours.
No comments or any.
Mark, floor is yours.
What's the ordinance for lights?
There are none in the village level. There are state ordinances, but not village.
You can't shine in somebody else's bedroom.
But I do not believe that's in the village ordinance. That's a state issue.
Our former mayor wanted to pass a ordinance.
State issue?
In other words, the village or the town can actually legislate on this issue. However, when it does not, then
whatever the state
then whatever state have. Whatever state legislated is binding. At this point, there is no village ordinance concerning light.
Brian, what are the current laws in general about light? Well, what's your concern, my friend?
No, so, a resident asked me. They want to know.
Well, what's the concern? Why would they want to
There's a light that's being shining from their neighbor into their...
Into where?
Into their property?
Into their property.
So, again, that could be a tort issue. That could be a civil issue.
It's a neighbor to neighbor.
That could be a civil issue, a tort.
You can have laws about it if you want it.
Did the neighbor try to speak to that neighbor, maybe? Communicate?
I believe so. Mm-hmm.
And the neighbor what said, was the response?
But one second, it shines on his pavement or it shines in his bedroom?
I believe in their house.
That is a tort issue. I mean, civil law can deal with that. That is a tort.
But there's no what's it called?
With Brian, village. If somebody shines...
The
code enforcer doesn't get involved to notify the neighbor, hey, don't shine in.
Not unless
use common sense.
Unless you have a code that talks about...
So we don't enforce state code.
No. You would have to have a law addressing that.
Got it.
So they have to contact the state.
Or police, they can contact PD,
or
no?
They proceed.
Right, I don't think it's a good idea to call PD
no,
for that.
Issue. No, it's still going to be
a civil issue.
It's a civil issue.
You have a code.
So he needs an attorney's letter.
Don't bother the police for...
Okay. I'm asking.
Basically,
I don't know.
It's, you know, as a civil action.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other issues?
Nope.
Mindy, floor is yours.
Yes, I have two regards. We got a request from the House of Worship at 130 Campbell Road. They did not realize as the job, due to the harsh winter, that the job is going to take a bit longer. They asked the board if we can waive the extension fee, which we already did in the past for another House of Worship due to the amount of work that was needed for the place. So I would like to make a motion to resolution waiving the extension fee for House of Worship at 130 Campbell Road, that the above reese clauses are incorporated and is set forth in full. The village board hereby authorizes a waiver of the building permit extension fee for a period of 1 year from when it expired on October 16th, 2025. Except, so basically it will go until October 16th, 2026. Except that the applicant shall be responsible for the payment of any actual costs incurred by the village of Pomona during such period. Section 3, the mayor and any officer, employee, or consultant as directed by the village mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out this provision
by the provision of this resolution, section 4, resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zeidel. Just to explain, in a normal circumstance, we don't waive because we usually try not to waive fees that are out to the building department, but due to the extent amount of work, they're putting in a huge parking lot over there. They have a 1.5 acre property, and it's taking longer than needed due to the
Their permit expired on October 16th.
So what happened was it expired in October. They were only notified about 2 months ago that it expired because they took a break from the work in the winter, and nobody told them that it expired. Now, technically, it should have been on them. They were going back and forth with the building department. They reached out to the mayor. They asked if they can get a waiver. So we're not extending it for a full year from now. We're just extending it from when it expired till the upcoming year. They said they should be done by the summer. So hopefully it'll be even less than a year.
Okay.
So we're just waiving the fee. Again, in a normal circumstance, we don't do it. But because the extensive work in the harsh winter and it's a non-for-profit, we're trying to see. I think we did it in the past, Brian, and you said it was okay to do so.
We covered the costs they're going to pay.
Yeah, yeah. If there's actual incurrent costs by the village, they will pay that those costs. But otherwise, they don't have to.
What cost can it be?
Do I have? Let's take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Then I have another request. We did it in 2023. We approved the engineer to consult the town of Ramapo about putting no parking on Brookside by the corner of Quaker. The problem is the first section, there's no houses on both sides. Cars come in and go out from there, and there's cars that are not even from the village. People park over there overnight. It's very dark, and it's sometimes dangerous. The engineer at the time we approved to put in the stop, the no parking, he did it only on one side. So what ended up happening is the cars that parked on that side started parking on the other side of that same section. So
who's parking there? There's no houses and they're not here.
It's from outside. It's from the outside of the village. And again, we have no problem with people parking, but that section is very dangerous. People turn in sometimes faster or slower, and it gets a little bit dangerous over there. So Martin at the time agreed that it was a dangerous spot, especially at night. Now I've seen basically they took motion to do it. So I asked Brian if we can go based on the previous motion. He suggested we should do another resolution so Martin can notify the town of Ramapo to install and approve the funding for it. So if the board is okay, I'll make a motion. Resolution authorizing village engineer to consult with town of Ramapo Highway Department regarding parking on southerly side of Brookside Drive. Section 1, the Bulgari Close Incorporated hearing is set forth in full. Section 2, the village engineer Martin Spence is hereby authorized to consult with the town of Ramapo Highway Department to the extent necessary to review the conditions as necessary place limitations on parking on the southerly side of Brookside Drive between Quaker Road and Mountain View Court. Section 3, the village engineer is further authorized to take any and all actions necessary to effectuate the placement of such signs in the amount not to exceed $500. Not to exceed $750 due to the cost that everything went up. The mayor in his absence and ability to act, the governor shall take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provisions in such resolution. Section 5, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those are the two things. I'm going to send it to Martin tomorrow morning to let him know. Moshe, could you notify 130 Camp Hill that they're, or the building department, that we waived the fee so that Sharon can put it into the record and they can follow up with their inspections that they need on their property?
Okay. Thank you.
I'm done with
So, Mr. Orange, floor is yours.
Randy, did you check for ECO?
Usually it's April 25th.
the heating stopped working this week.
I can tell.
I was asked to bring up in front of the board to get a plumber to fix the heating.
Was it fixed?
It was fixed. It cost us $750. So I need an approval.
What's the name of the company?
Don't remember. A&E Plumbing or something like that.
Would like to get the...
Can you check the name?
I have the invoice upstairs.
Can you check?
So I'll make a motion to approve the invoice. Please, thanks. Sorry. So yeah, it broke, and it was very, really cold over here this week.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks ago, the heating went up, and it was 85 degrees when it stopped.
It's cold now.
Because they didn't shut it. Now, when he shut it, the temperature went down, and they couldn't back on. But I think the guy fixed it, he claims.
So I spoke to the
plumber,
and he said that really such a job would cost like three times the amount, but because he's a resident of the village, and they gave a price already, so he won't stick to it.
Amazing. Wow.
By
thank
way,
you. Mr. Yes. Greenwald, thank you.
So we'll be, thank you.
What's the name of the company?
B&A Piping and Heating.
So I'll make a motion to approve for B&A Piping and Heating for the amount of $750 for fixing our boiler. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Anything else, Brian? Legal? Anything?
No.
Motion? Anything for else for the village? No. Okay.
Brian?
No, you said
that. Okay. So anything? Anybody? Anyone has a topic that needs to be discussed in executive session?
No.
Okay. No. Hearing none. I guess motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second by Mr. Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We will see you all May 15th.
Thank you.
May 18th.
May 18th.